Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. I trust you are having a wonderful new year, and you have determined to push forward in God, which is the definition of biblical prosperity, to push forward in God and to draw near to Him. Now, this week, we will start the third warning from Paul from the book of Colossians, and it is probably one of the hardest warnings to understand because of the years and years of wrong teaching. Now, this warning will help us, turn our heart and prevent us from turning away from one of the greatest needs in our life, and that is that we need to have that ability in God to be able to judge situations and people and circumstances and motives of people and things that just does not smell right. But we turn our head and our heart away from them that are just, they're just open sin in the lives of our friends and our brothers and our sisters, and under the pretense of not wanting to seem like we are judging them. Well, those first thoughts that come to our mind when we see a brother or a sister doing things we know, let me say that again, we know that are not pleasing to God, but we give them grace, and not by saying something to them or others who might be able to help them. We read in Matthew 7:1, "Judge not that ye be not judged." Wow, this verse is one of the most misinterpreted verses in the Bible, and is used most often to let your conscience off the hook. Yeah, that's right. But if you read the next 5 verses honestly with your spirit open to the Holy Spirit, then you will find Jesus was saying to judge, but take heed, my friend. Again, take heed, my friend. As you judge, you shall be judged. But verse 2 says, "Ye shall be judged, and with what measure you merit it, it shall be measured back to you." My friend, if we do not have the ability in God to judge righteous judgment, and you can see that in John 7:24 and 2 Thessalonians 1:5, then we will not be able to separate ourselves from situations and circumstances and some people that would quickly get us off track. My friend, there are some places you cannot go. There are some people you cannot hang around and still walk with the Lord. In John 7:24, John writes, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Boy, I like that. Judge righteous judgment. Every time I run across this verse, I think of the time Karen and I went to my most favorite store in the entire world, and that's Saigon Sam's here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Well, Saigon Sam's is a military surplus store. Well, I had to go to the bathroom one day, and we're there, and due to my back, when it's time for me to go to the bathroom, it's time for me to go to the bathroom. So I asked Dave, the store worker there and a good friend. He said, "Well, the utility company was working on the sewer lines and their bathrooms were not working. They were MIA." So he suggested I walk to the Shell station, maybe 75 yards from Saigon Sam's. So off I went. When I got to the Shell station, well, guess what? I got the same answer. Their bathrooms were MIA due to the sewer work. But now it was getting serious. I mean, when I have to go poop, it's time to poop. The only 2 other options I had was the Food Lion grocery store about 4 blocks from the Shell station, which was no option in my mind, or a place called Toby's across the road about 75 yards. But the only problem was Toby's is a gentleman's bar or a strip bar. But oh my Lord, I can't go in there. What would people say if they saw me going into Toby's? Well, I swallowed my pride and my religion and went in. And I just asked where the bathroom was. I didn't look around. I that stuff. And I asked the bouncer and he pointed to the bathroom. So I headed for the bathroom. And on the way, I was thanking God for that bathroom at that strip club. I did my business and I left. Thank God. judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Okay, here's the definition of righteous judgment: to be able to discern and fulfill the will of God in any given situation, circumstance, or person. My friend, we must have the ability in God to be able to discern or spiritually know what is going on so that we ourselves do not get ourselves into trouble with man and with God. So, here is the warning, the third warning from Paul, taken from Colossians 2, 16 and 17. Paul writes, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or what to eat or not to eat, or in drink, what you should drink or not drink, or in respect of any holy day, Jewish festivals or feast or whatever." Amen? And new moons, not sure probably that has something to do with some type of celestial worship or study of the stars. And last, or of the Sabbath days, whether you go to a place of worship or not, which are a shadow, I would add a type of shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. In other words, the body is the body of Christ. Colossians 2, 16 and 17. Now, leading up to this passage, Paul gives, through the entirety of what Jesus Christ has accomplished through his redemption work on the cross. Central to this teaching is the fact that Jesus died and was raised for us. Let me say it again, was raised for us. But if we read Colossians 2, 11 through 15, we will find something beyond the fact about what Jesus did for us. Paul was talking about the fact that we have died and been raised in Him. Let me say that again. We have died and have been raised in Him. Now stay with me here. Paul says we are circumcised in Him. We are buried with Him. We are risen with Him. We are quickened. Wow, I like that. We are quickened with Him. Now, this, of course, is how we are complete in Him. Again, Christianity is Christ in us. Let me say that again. Christianity is Christ in us. It is not merely a belief in a list of things that Christ did for us. Oh no. Paul is telling us that everything Jesus did for us is worked into us. And this is because through death and the resurrection, we are one, or we are in unity with Him. What else would be the case of Christianity if it is not Christ in us? And having said all of that, Paul then adds, "Therefore, let no man bring or judge against you because of whether we keep religious principles and practices or not." Oh, no. Oh, those things, even if they are of God, are the shadow. Let me say that again. These things that people judge us for is of the shadow, yet Christ is the substance at best. All of the touch not, taste not, handle nots, which are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men, Colossians 2, 21, 22. Now please notice verse 21. In my Bible, it is a parenthetical thought. Paul was thinking these words. Here Paul is getting at the basis of all man-made religion, including man-made religion and man's thinking about Christ. Paul is saying none of it is real. So let me say that again. Paul is saying none of that is real. What is real is Christ in us, which is Christianity, and all that he is doing in our life. All that he is doing in our life. Boy, I like that. What is real is Christ, and only Christ is real. Christ in us is true Christianity, the hope of glory. Amen? More next week on this third warning. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that your day is tremendous and your week to come will be tremendous, and the Lord is able to work in your life to a point that you will say, "This is the doings of the Lord, and it's marvelous in my sight. It's glorious in my sight." So thank you for listening. We will tune in next week and for more of The Road to Fellowship. God bless. Bye.